let's move on to balance. You know, we're all so different. I mean, balance for one person could be taking a bubble bath, or another it could be running a marathon. So here are some qualities by Dr. John Travis from his Balance Workbook. Knowing your needs and how you're going to get them met. Well, that's another lifetime process, isn't it? But it's really important. Enjoying your body by means of adequate nutrition, exercise, and rest. We all know that. Healthy lifestyle. But, you know, there's more and more and more information about it. And you are what you eat. Literally. That's that fuel putting in the tank. Expressing your emotions in a positive way. It does take a lot of awareness and choice. And here we go. Acting assertively, not passively or aggressively. It's a fine line there. Later on down the road, I do have a lot of communication skills and assertive communication and that I will be talking about and doing some exercise on. Knowing how to create and cultivate close relationships with others. You know, stress can be a real relationship buster. Responding to challenges. Here we go again. We've seen this before. Responding to challenges is opportunity to grow rather than blame. Oh, God, it's so easy to blame, right? But, you know, there's, I'll say this again in the future, but there's a syndrome, and it's called anger, martyr, blame. Anyway, we'll just leave that there for right now, that blame does not work. Being engaged in projects that are important to you and reflect your values. We're going to be talking about the valued self and your values. This is as important as choice. And relating to stress symptoms, really, in ways that bring improvement to your condition, as well as increased knowledge about yourself. I mean, every single day, all day long, there's opportunities to know about yourself, and if there's something you don't like, you change it rather than blaming yourself and criticizing. You got to be on your own team. You are number one on your team. All right, knowing your personal patterns, emotional and physical. That does take a while as well. Understanding signals your body gives you. Again, not to normalize, you know, those tight shoulders, etc., etc. And trusting that your own resources are your greatest strengths. It's really so, so true. Each individual has so much more power. A great teacher of mine once said that there is more power in the unknown about yourself than the known. So the everything is a process of knowing more. And, you know, if there's something you don't like, you're going to change it. Change it. It's not going to, you don't need that. Here we go. Experiencing yourself as a wonderful, a valuable person. And being in your circle of excellence. You can put yourself in that circle any time, all day long. You can just, there you are. And it changes your energy. It changes your resonance. And it changes the who you know yourself to be.